Life happens. It could be an unexpected medical bill or car repair or a home appliance that suddenly needs replacing. Everybody should have an emergency fund, but many people don't have this financial safety net. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum with checkbook.org tells us you can do it if you live paycheck to paycheck even.
Dimitri, as any weather forecaster will tell you, sooner or later it is going to rain. So you need that rainy day emergency fund to help deal with life's unexpected financial surprises. Unfortunately, most Americans are not prepared. Only 4 in 10 surveyed by Bankrate.com for its January 2021 Financial Security Index said they could comfortably cover an unexpected expense of $1,000 by tapping into their savings.
What would the rest do?
Well, 18% said they would use a credit card and pay it off over time. 18% said they could handle such a surprise expense without borrowing, but they'd have to cut back on their other expenses. 12% said they'd borrow the money from family or friends. Good luck with that. And 8% said they would take out personal loans. Often that means a costly payday loan, and that could begin a never-ending cycle of debt.
In your checkbook story, you explain why you were concerned about paying off a surprise expense with a credit card.
Sure. It's not paying with a credit card that's the concern. It's paying with a credit card and not having the money to pay off the balance. If you're going into debt like this to deal with a rainy day expense, it's a really costly way to deal with the problem. You're paying double-digit interest. The current average interest rate remains north of 16%, according to Bankrate.com, which can add hundreds of dollars to the cost of that mechanics bill or the doctor visit. And if you fall into the trap of making minimum payments, as so many do, on that $1,000 expense, let's say, it could take you more than 8 years to pay it off. 8 years paying the minimum payment to pay off $1,000 balance.
How does someone, especially a person on a tight budget, get going on building that emergency fund?
Clearly, for those living paycheck to paycheck, it isn't easy to set aside money in a rainy day fund. The key is to get started. Pick a modest goal and build from there. As Bankrate's chief financial analyst Greg McBride told me, successful saving is all about habit and doing it automatically. Have direct deposit from your paycheck automatically into a savings account. A great way to go, especially if you're starting with little or no savings. That way, the savings happens before you can spend the money. If you wait until the end of the month and try to save what's left, you're going to find out that there's probably nothing left. And do the math. Save just $20 a week, and in a year, you'll have $1,000 in that emergency fund.
So not to be too much of a doubter here, but can a small savings account really make that much of a difference for a family that's struggling to get by?
Yes, a few hundred dollars in savings could help you pay that unexpected utility bill that's larger than normal. It could help you from taking out an auto title loan or a payday loan, which can lead you into that potential spiral of debt that never ends. According to research by the Urban Institute that's there in the nation's capital, Dimitri, those with as little as $250 to $749 on hand are much less likely to miss housing or utility payments or be evicted after an income disruption. That's data. That's hard evidence. Of course, saving more is better. The Institute research shows that higher savings associated with even lower hardship levels. So if you can have more than $750 in that rainy day fund, it's going to take you even further.
If you put the rainy day fund money in a savings account, you're not going to earn anything in interest. Is there a better way to do that?
Yeah, rather than a traditional savings account, you may want to open a high interest savings account with an online bank. Although rates have dropped significantly during the pandemic, online financial institutions still offer significantly higher rates, some of the highest rates on savings accounts right now. That's where I have some of my discretionary money parked that I may need in an emergency. The best online savings accounts currently pay 0.50% annual percentage yield interest. That is not a lot, but according to NerdWallet, it's far better than the national average for savings accounts, which is 0.05%. Put that another way, it's almost nothing. And by the way, there's no minimum balance required to open most online savings accounts as long as it's FDIC insured, as most well-known online banks are. Your money is perfectly safe.
Consumer man Herb Weisbaum with checkbook.org. Read more at WTOP.com. Search emergency.